Lord, we ask that you bless us again. I mean, it's just this worship time has been glorious. Your spirit is with us. As we now come and just focus in on your Bible, I pray that you keep our hearts attentive to hear not just interesting facts, but really what you're saying to us today. Amen. The book of Jonah is a book that you can find in the Bible. It's a short book, and it really is about a prophet, a rebellious prophet called Jonah. And Jonah really had some issues with God. He didn't like what God was doing, and he didn't think that God's ways were the best ways. And it really is quite an unusual book. There are many other books in the Bible that talk about prophets. But Jonah is different from all of the others in one regard. All the other books about prophets, what happened was that God spoke to the prophet and he said, I've got a message for you to pass on to my people. But in Jonah, he said, actually, I just want to speak to you. This is just for you. So that's really unusual. And what we're going to do is we're going to fly through the whole book. And I've got here on the screen behind me, that's the whole book. And parts of that are going to sort of illuminate in orange as we go through the book. But hopefully as you look at that whilst listening to me speak, you'll get a good overview of the whole book of Jonah. So let's just start with, start at the beginning. The story starts with God talking to his prophet, Jonah. And Jonah was an Israelite. The Israelites were God's chosen people. It just starts with him talking to Jonah. And God tells Jonah, I've got a message that I want you to preach to the Ninevites. Now, Nineveh was a huge city, and it was the capital city of the Assyrian Empire. The Assyrians were not Israelites. They were the Israelites' enemies, and they were a ruthless, a horrible state. Many people think that the Assyrian Empire was the worst terrorist state that has ever existed. They were the enemies of the Israelites, and they were making moves on the Israelites as well. And so God said to Jonah, hey, go over to Nineveh and tell them that I want you to preach against the evil people of Nineveh. And so what does Jonah do? He doesn't go to Nineveh. He goes instead to Tarshish, which is in the opposite direction. There's a map coming up here. Now, that's not very clear, but there's a place called Joppa. That's where Jonah is. Okay, Joppa is in it's next to Tel Aviv, actually. It's next to Jerusalem, and he says, I want you to go to Nineveh. Nineveh is where Monzul is. It's in Iraq, current day Iraq. And instead, Jonah goes to Tarshish. Tarshish is at the right, the very southern tip of Spain. It was at the absolute periphery of the Israelite territory at that time. The furthest bit of land away from Nineveh that was under Israelite rule. Okay. Jonah gets on a boat and to go across the Mediterranean Sea heading towards Spain, and he has a snooze. Now, God isn't particularly best pleased with Jonah's response. And so whilst Jonah is on the boat having a snooze, he sends an enormous storm. It's a massive storm. And he sends it to try and wake up Jonah. It was so dangerous, this storm, that the sailors of the boat, who were pagans, they knew that this storm was bigger, more ferocious than a natural storm, and they assumed that this was a supernatural event, that their gods were being angered and had conjured up this storm. And so they cried out to their various gods to have mercy on them so that they wouldn't die, but absolutely nothing changed. Meanwhile, Jonah is still asleep in the boat. And the captain of the boat thinks this is really weird. And so he goes down and wakes Jonah up and says, look, you've got to pray to your God as well. Still, there is no change. Eventually, what they try to do, the pagan sailors, they try to discern who's responsible for this storm, who has annoyed their gods so much that their gods are doing this to them. And so what they do is they throw some dice. That's the way that they determined whose fault it was. And the dice somehow showed that it was Jonah. It was his fault. He's responsible for the storm. And Jonah goes at this point, you sussed me out. And he says, okay, well, there's one thing you probably should know about me, and that is I'm a prophet of the Lord God, the God who made the heavens and the earth, and I'm on the run from him. And the sailors say, well, you must be really stupid because you're the prophet of the gods the God who made everything, the Lord God, and you think that you can run away from him. No wonder this is happening. And then Jonah comes up with an idea. He says, okay, look, what's going to happen? What I think you should do is I think you should just throw me overboard. Let me drown, because then you guys would all live. And at first hearing of that, you think to yourself, well, that's heroic, you know. Something's good coming out of Jonah at last. Actually, I would argue that that's completely untrue. You see, by throwing Jonah to his death, Jonah still gets to not do what God wants him to do. And actually, by asking these innocent bystanders to kill a prophet of God, that's really kind of a nasty thing to do to them. I mean, why not just jump? Okay, why get the innocent people involved at all?